Let's talk a little bit of footy now for 882 6PR Sports today with Brad and Carl for yeslines.com.au. And with the depleted ruck stocks of the West Coast Eagles, Carl, they seem to have gone a little way to solving some of their problem. And we're going all the way to Bali to chat to the man who hopefully will fill the breach, Geelong's former player anyway, Nathan Vardy. G'day, Nathan.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Or not as lucky as you, sunning yourself up there in Bali.
Yeah, I'm getting a nice little suntan over here, which is nice, but I'll get back and sort of make the big move over to Perth.
Mate, was this something that has been in the pipeline for a little while? How did the approach come about? Take us through the story.
Yeah, I was coming about for a little while, me probably leaving Geelong. Had a very frustrating year and that sort of stuff, and just wanted to look at getting a fresh start. And it probably wasn't until, I think maybe Friday before the grand final, I met with a couple of guys from the Eagles, and they were over for the draft combine, so I met with them, and then I think it's 3 or 4 days later I was on the plane over to see the facilities and have the medical done and that sort of stuff, and then sort of flagged that that's where I'd like to go and play my footy, and got to the last of the trade period and got done. So
Nathan,
very happy.
Nathan, you're a player that's been always reported to have plenty of ability. Luck hasn't been on your side, hence the 25 games in 6 years. Are you confident your body's right to go? And how many games did you actually play this year, either VFL or in the seniors?
Yeah, so all up with NAB Cup and VFL and AFL games, I think it was about 19 games. So I think definitely my body's turned the corner this year. I've obviously put a lot of work into it and that sort of stuff, trying to get my injuries right. And I've definitely probably this year had the most confidence in it that I have, which is very pleasing, but just couldn't sort of put that into the playing form this year, which is probably the frustrating part. And hopefully a fresh start and a fresh set of eyes over my body and over my football would be just what I need.
What was the, say, inducement for you, mate? What do the Eagles say to you? What are they looking for, and what sort of role can you expect to play at the club?
Yeah, so they sort of said to me that obviously straight away there's the injuries that which can probably hamper the year in 2017. So they were looking for someone to come over and for that role. But in saying that, they feel like they're forwards, mostly just forwards, and they'd like to get someone in there who can play in that ruck forward role. So once the other guys do come back, there will still be a spot for me somewhere. So that's probably where I think I play my best football, is when I'm playing forward and can go into the ruck. And so obviously that was pretty appealing to me, and just a chance to work with obviously some of the players that they've got over there, but even Dean Cox in his role. So obviously a champion of the game, and being able to have him sort of mentor me and help mould me football was very appealing.
It was a really competitive time for you at Geelong, really, wasn't it, when you think about it over the journey, because they did draft in quite a few big blokes similar to yourself.
Yeah, they did, and it was probably hard for me at the time too, because I was injured. I was coming off a knee reconstruction when they brought in your Reece Stanleys and your Mitch Clarks, and then I played the last couple of games of the year last year, and they brought in Zach Smith as well, and obviously my body got going this year, but my form didn't, which made it a very frustrating year, as I said. So hopefully, obviously there's going to be competition for spots and that sort of stuff at the Eagles as well, and I'm just looking to get a fresh start and work with some different people, and even obviously having a new home to live is going to be pretty exciting adventure.
Now, who knows, mate, what might transpire, but at the moment the Eagles are only fit bloke at the end of last season, with Fraser McInnes going down, with Lysett going down, with Nat Nui going down, was Jonathan Giles. And, mate, if say, things go right, you may have to lead the ruck.
Yeah, well, you never know, do you? It's sort of, footy's a very strange game, and if that's the way it goes, then and I'm willing to take on that role. But hopefully, yeah, those guys that have been injured, obviously, Nick Nat's going to probably take a bit longer, but hopefully all the guys can get on the track and play some footy this year.
Were the West Coast the only ones who made an overture to you?
No, so I met with a few other clubs, and I probably won't go into that to who they were too much, but yeah, I did a few medicals and met with a few teams, and at the end of the day, probably the best suit and what was most appealing to me was the West Coast Eagles, and I'm happy that a trade was able to get done so I could head over west.
In a quiet time, did you ever think, well, geez, this might be it, this might be a frustrating run? Did you ever think, or were you always confident that you'd find another home?
Oh, wasn't always confident. There's always that that air of doubt. But the interest that I did get from teams was reassuring, and I was just hoping that someone was willing to give me a go. Obviously, I've had my medical history, so I was pretty glad that there was no red flags or anything from my body sort of things, and so just get over to Perth now and have a fresh start.
Hey, mate, what do they make you do in those medicals? Do they just make you wee in a cup and have a blood test and all that sort of stuff? Or do you actually have to do something, run around a few cones and run up a couple of hills?
Oh, not that intense, but, yeah, you have to do just a few sort of functional testing and that sort of stuff just to see how the alignment of your body is and that sort of stuff. So it's definitely not lay there and do nothing and pee in a cup, but... it's not as hard as running a few laps.
So being a ruckman, do you have to do the concussion test as well?
Oh, I haven't done the concussion test yet.
I was only kidding.
Yeah.
I was just having a go at you, big blokes. You're always on top of the game. Don't worry about that. Hey, mate,
we're clever.
When are you due in Perth?
So I'm not too sure. I've obviously been in contact with the player development guys and they're sort of sorting out relocating and that sort of stuff, and I'll just have my time away here in Bali and freshen up and get the mental break, because it's obviously a frustrating year. And then once the year finished, the trade period wasn't cruisy because mine didn't get done till the end of the period, so get weeks now to just freshen up, and I'll get back to Geelong and get in contact with everyone from there and sort out when the best time is to move over.
Are you coming over on your own, mate, or are you bringing over an entourage?
I've got a girlfriend, so she'll be coming over with me. She's got to work out work stuff and what she's doing there. So once we've both got ourselves sorted, we'll head over, and I've got to start on the 28th. So it'll be a busy November.
Good on you, Nathan. Thanks very much for your time. Welcome to Perth. Look forward to Carl and I look forward to talking to you when you get here, and enjoy the rest of your holiday in Bali.
No worries, boys. Thanks for your time.
Nathan Vardy, who was, I think, selection 42 in the 2009 National Draft. So he's had a tough time of it, Borry, hasn't he, in regards to injury and the like. So just the 25 games over the 6 or 7 years. So hopefully a fresh start at West Coast might help him.
Absolutely, Barney. So only time will tell, but his body's got to stand up. And if it can, then he can have an impact because he has shown some really good glimpses of play when he's been able to get a good run at it. But, that's what's ahead of him. The Eagles, treading in some dodgy territory, really, in that area, but they're hopeful that Lyster will be ready to go anyway. Certainly Jonathan Giles is fit, so at least they've got some fallback position if it doesn't work out.
Righto, stick with us. More to come between now and 8 o'clock, including the Rockingham Beach Cup. What is that? Well, you'll find out shortly on 882 6BR Sports Today.